Hello and welcome to the first episode of Aging Forward, an introduction to the mission and purpose behind this podcast and what we have in store for future topics. So however you found your way here today, thank you for listening and joining me today. My name is Christina Chen. I am a geriatrician and internist at Mayo Clinic. I practice in the Department of Community Internal Medicine, Geriatrics, and Palliative Care, where I completed my fellowship back in 2013 and joined as staff afterwards. I have my own clinical practice, a nursing home practice, and I'm also involved in educating our medical students, residents, and fellows. I have found so much joy and purpose in caring for older adults, who I think are just the most incredible humans. They have so much to share. They have this transcendent view on life, and they have taught me how to appreciate life from a different perspective, and in turn, how to be a better physician. I think the art of geriatric medicine is taking the time to really understand one's story and journey, and then partnering with them to help them rediscover purpose throughout that journey while preserving independence for as long as possible. And over the years, I have trained with and learned from many fantastic colleagues who are experts in their areas of discipline, and I hope to bring many of them on as guests, so stay tuned. I hope this podcast has something for everyone: empowerment for caregivers looking for more ideas and support, or just general insight for the rest of us who want to be proactive and living well for as long as possible. So, what is the meaning behind aging forward? What's in it for you? We're all getting older. I think that's one constant that we all share, right? And typically, when people talk about growing older, I hear the common grumblings of it's all going downhill from here, or the golden years are not so golden. And my patients always tell me, enjoy your years now because getting old really stinks. General perceptions that as we age, you know, everything is going backwards, everything's deteriorating, crumbling until you meet your end. And I find that just really sad. I find that this is not something people would want to look forward to. But I would argue that despite how hopeless things seem, despite what the trajectory of your life may look like, there is always something we can do to help people live better, to help people move forward, to help ourselves move forward, even if it doesn't seem like there's anywhere to go. I often ask myself, and I encourage you to ask yourself, you know, how do you want to age? How do you want to grow older? Look into the future a little bit when you're 80 years old, or if you don't want to live that long, okay, let's say 70 years old. What do you want to be doing? Where are you living? What was your journey like getting to that point? Is there a way to change this general perception of age-associated deterioration into a story of growth and discovery and enjoyment despite the limitations that surface? And a lot of that is actually within our own abilities and control. And I'm not just talking about eating well and sleeping well and, you know, exercising, don't smoke, don't drink. I think we all know that very well. I think we've heard that so much now over the years that it's gotten sort of tone deaf over the years. But I think what's more meaningful is understanding the rationale and the science behind why, and appreciating how versatile the body can be, and then being very intentional about how do we reach our specific goals. Because I think it's hard to commit to where we want to be without taking the time to envision that. You know, what's in it for me? What's in it for others? How do we effectively help ourselves and our loved ones or patients through that mentality? Caring for an aging America is going to be a very unique challenge in the next few decades as the population of older adults will nearly double. There are 10,000 people turning 65 every day since 2011. This is the baby boomer generation. And we need all hands on deck at this time to prepare for that changing demographic. We all need to be aware of common issues and equip ourselves with the necessary knowledge and tools and skill sets to foresee these needs, to foresee these changes, so that we are better prepared to take care of our patients, to take care of our loved ones, and ultimately to take care of ourselves. You know, as life expectancy changes, as of 2021, the global average is approximately 73 years. Compared to back in 1950, the average life expectancy was 46 years. Although we are living longer lives, people are actually also living with more chronic disease. 4 in 10 adults in the U.S. have 2 or more chronic diseases, and those conditions are heart disease, cancer, chronic lung disease, Alzheimer's, diabetes, and kidney disease. And this leads to about $4.1 trillion in annual healthcare costs. And as a provider, we try to help our patients identify those key risks that can be intervened as early as possible to avoid some of these downstream effects. But there's so much heterogeneity in the way that we all turn out. For example, in my practice, I see a lot of older adults. I may see a 70-year-old person who is completely healthy, on no medications, not an ounce of cognitive impairment, who is very independent and active, perhaps may still be meaningfully working and running marathons, not a single hospital stay. I may also see a 70-year-old comparable patient who has not been as fortunate, who has had numerous health issues and hospitalizations, perhaps is wheelchair-bound, very debilitated, cognitively impaired, and requiring care in every functional domain. And so you ask yourself, obviously these two individuals have led very different lives and have different genetic makeup, but this is an example of the type of extreme differences that we see in people who have a very similar chronologic age, but a very different biologic age. And you wonder sometimes, you know, what makes them different? What are the key ingredients of their lives that resulted in this stark difference? And how can I live like that first person? Because it doesn't make sense to live as long as possible if you're going to be spending a quarter of your life in a state of high debility, high symptom burden, and misery, right? Again, there is so much heterogeneity in the way we age. And the interesting thing is that there is so much we can do to actually influence that in a way that is meaningful to each person. So aging forward is not about living our lives in a way to avoid disease, because that may not be completely or entirely possible. It's not about living as long as possible, although if that's your personal goal, that's awesome and more power to you. But it's about understanding your core values, approaching each change, transition, or hardship with a mindset that remains firmly attached to those core values, because that is what is directly connected to one's quality of life. And for most older adults, those core values are independence and clarity and feeling as well as possible, being able to think for yourselves, being autonomous in your day-to-day lives without feeling physical burden, symptom burden, or feeling like you're a burden to others. Being able to do what you want, when you want, without anything getting in the way. And this may sound very simple to us right now because most of us listening are relatively healthy and very high-functioning individuals, but this is the main barrier for many people over time. And success is discovering this concept as early as possible. And even though I'm a geriatrician, I apply these healthy aging concepts to all patient care because they all have similar themes. How we physically feel, how we mentally feel, all ties into quality of life. As a conclusion to our long-winded introduction here, as we go through the different podcast talks, I really encourage you to think about one or two small things you can take away from each discussion and how we can apply this to you and your specific situation. If you are a caregiver, first of all, big virtual hugs to you. You have the hardest job taking care of others. It's a very selfless job, and you are not recognized enough or paid nearly enough for what you do. And I hope this community can help instill some ideas and insights or just general support to help you take care of your loved one better, but also to take care of you better. If you are someone with a genuine curiosity in science and medicine, healthy aging concepts, and how this applies to you and your specific circumstance, I am grateful for your interest and for taking proactive steps towards investing in your health and your well-being. And just a quick overview of future topics to anticipate and to be excited about. We have a great lineup of speakers who will be talking about a variety of discussions, including cognitive health, how do we keep our brain healthy, how to combat early cognitive impairment. We'll be discussing geriatric syndromes and understanding the problem behind these syndromes, how to prevent them, such as falls and delirium. We'll be talking about frailty. Someone suggested on Instagram a topic on polypharmacy and deprescribing. That's a great idea. We'll have one of our pharmacist partners come and share their insights on that. Meeting nutritional needs as we age, taking care of our bone health. Lots to look forward to. Give us a follow on Instagram, Mayo Clinic Community Med, or my personal account on Instagram, gray.edelweiss. Thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as medical or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified healthcare provider for any medical questions. The appearance of any guest does not imply an endorsement of them, their employer, or any entity they represent. The views and opinions are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views of Mayo Clinic. Reference to any product, service, or entity does not constitute an endorsement of or recommendation by Mayo Clinic.